Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for loving us in spite of. Thank you for just putting up with us. Looking beyond our faults to see our need. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, help the Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we thank God for Jesus. Thank God for our meal course. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. A bunch of young men, they look sharp up there too. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Yes, Lord. The God that needs nothing. Number 7. The God that needs nothing. Number 7. When you think about it, it kind of blow your mind, doesn't it? God that needs nothing. Nothing. How in the world can he survive that need nothing? Blow your mind. Blow your mind. Going to the same scripture that I was last Sunday, Psalm 50, got some more, but we're going to stick with that for a while, and I don't know how long I'll be on this series. And Psalm number 15, at the 8th verse said, I will not reprove thee. I will not condemn. That's all it means. For thy sacrifices are thy burnt offerings that have been continually before me. I will take no bullocks out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy fold. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cows on a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and all the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I was hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? He wants us to offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And then you can call upon me in time of trouble. I will come and see about you. God who needs nothing. Number 7. Every time I read it, I've been reading it pretty good while now, and then I get happy. One of the reasons, because he don't have to use me. He doesn't have to use me. He still can be God without me. That's an honor.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to use these fellas here.
You're right.
Thank God for y'all. But
bless you, Pastor.
He don't need no choir.
Yes, sir. Right, sir.
He don't need no preachers.
Right.
Doesn't need nothing.
Amen.
It just ought to be an honor that a God like this can use you. That's the way you have to see it. If somebody don't need for nothing, got everything in his hand, that's a good somebody to be with. That's a good somebody to run with. He got everything in his hand, he said. What I'm going out yonder, he got all of it in his hand.
Yes,
it's an honor to talk like this. And again, my brothers and sisters, nobody, everybody said nobody.
Nobody
or nothing is able and qualified to talk like this and get away with it. Name something. Name somebody who qualified and able to talk like this. Brag like this. You talking about brag? This bragging. Nobody. Except there be somebody out their mind. We hear a lot of folk talk out their mind and crazy things. And if anybody can talk like this, they're out of their mind. They're out of their mind. And guess what? I come up with somebody out of their mind. I came up, the Lord led me somewhere who talking like this. So they out of their mind. Let's see who that out of their mind, if you don't mind. Paul, get your Bible for me. Look at Revelation 4, 14 through the 17 verse. Revelation 4, 14 through the 17th verse. Heart of mine. Three. I said four, I'm sorry. Three. Paul straight me out there. Three.
And unto the angel of the church of the Laodicea,
right.
These things said the Amen.
God Almighty.
The faithful and true witness and beginning of the creation of God.
God Almighty.
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot.
Yeah.
I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
Lord Almighty.
Because thou sayest.
Thou said what?
I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. And thou is not, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
They said they need for nothing. That's the only one we have behind Jesus. Said they need for nothing. Now stop and think about that now. What they depended upon their riches. They depended upon, I got money. I got gold, I got silver, I got things of the world I don't need for. out of their mind. Guess who that is?
Yes.
That's the 21st century church.
Yeah, all right. Yes, all right,
yes,
Pastor.
Yes.
That's the 21st century church.
Yes, sir.
Who telling the world, who telling God, we don't need you. That's us.
Yes.
That's us. That's the last church. That's the 21st. That's the church of Laodicea. The 21st century church. We don't need nothing.
Mama.
Trust to brag on what they got.
Yeah.
And don't realize what they got belongs to God. That's how the devil can blind so many folks. When they got some stuff. Can I call it stuff? And they lean on their stuff instead of leaning on God. You're going to leave the stuff or the stuff's going to leave you. Matter of fact, all of it belongs to God anyway. Bless His holy name. At the 21st century church, that's us right now. Can I say it like this? Us is church.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Us is church.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Anybody talk like that? It's 21st century church. Just listen. Just watch what happening. Watch the church. What happening right now? We don't need Jesus now.
That's right. Yes.
For nothing. We're doing all right. We're doing fine.
Yeah.
And we putting him in the background.
Yes.
In these last, in the evil days. Bless his holy name.
Lord.
Now watch this. Now look at Luke 8 for me. Luke 8, 43 through the 48 verse. I just want to start it off right there. Let you see something. Somebody else saying the same thing God done said. I don't need nothing. They out their mind. Read, Paul.
And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years.
Heart of mine.
Which has spent all her living upon physicians.
Yeah.
Neither could be healed of any.
Hold right there. Back up, baby. Hallelujah. A woman having an issue of blood 12 long years, spent all of her living. Dr. Dottier couldn't help her. Dr. Robinson couldn't help her. Dr. Jack, even the hoodoo doctor couldn't help her. None of them can do her no good. She had money.
Uh-huh.
I'm still dealing with money.
Yes.
She had money. Uh-huh. And she went to every doctor.
Right.
It takes money to go to doctors and after doctor, doctor, doctor. God Almighty. Spent all of her living trying to get well.
Yes.
Keep your mind on money now.
Uh-huh.
On things of this world.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get well. Read on.
Came behind him.
Heart of mine.
And touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood staunched.
God of mine. She went everywhere. Doctor after doctor. But somebody. We don't know who it was. They didn't put it in the Bible, but somebody told her about another doctor.
Yes.
This doctor didn't need no money.
Yes, sir. Come on, Pastor. That way, Pastor.
This doctor don't work for money. I hope y'all get my point. She heard. Y'all to talk about Jesus. Better talk about the Dallas Cowboys so much. You got to talk
tell some folks about Jesus. They in a hurt and they need a doctor beyond all doctors. She heard about, I get heaven, she heard about another doctor. Another doctor. All of the same, but you got to meet this doctor. Well, whoever McGee talked to her, they were so convinced. She had a blood problem and called herself unclean at that time. But she said, if I just can touch, he don't have to put his hand on me. If I just can touch the hem of his garment. Here a doctor walking around got power in his garment. That's what folks got to understand about Jesus Christ. Well, we just don't know where to put Jesus. You can put him anywhere. He'll take care of your life. I don't care where your life is. He can do anything, but he just can't fail. We don't talk about Jesus enough. Somebody waiting on you to say something about Jesus. Because the Bible says she heard about a about another doctor. God of mine. And she, you got to do something sometime. Put out some effort. God of mine. Big crowd following Jesus. And she had to press her way. Sometimes folks tell you, you ought to go to church. Well, they ain't doing it. You ought to get up and go to church sometime. You may get your healing sometime. When you're well, you're all right, but you got to push yourself in. If you got to walk, if you got to bump a ride, you ought to, it's an effort to find Jesus. We go everywhere we want to go, everywhere.
Yes, sir.
I won't get me a pair of shoes. You got to drive or walk, whatever. But when it comes down to Jesus, you got to find a favor. You got to push your way.
Yes, sir.
She. I don't read that many times, but I got it happy.
Yes, well, sir.
Just reading the, you didn't get it happy, don't you?
Yes.
The Bible make you happy.
Yes, sir.
She touched.
Yes.
If I just can, big old crowd there, if I just can, this crowd can't touch the crowd with Father Jesus. She had to push her way. Get to him, man.
Yes, sir.
If I just can touch his garment, I believe, God of mine, I'll be made whole.
Yes, sir.
So you had to read, Paul.
And Jesus said,
listen at this.
Who touched me?
God Almighty.
When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?
God Almighty. Yes. It's her blood starch.
Yes, sir.
That means it stopped.
That's right. That's right. Come on here.
Stop. And not only that, she felt it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And not only that,
yes, thank you.
God of mine.
Yes.
He knew it.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
No, Peter, he let her talk anyway, you know.
Yes, sir.
He said, somebody, watch this now, y'all, but watch this now. All the other folks around there bumping up to him and about to knock him down. Some of them didn't even get their healing. But this woman had faith. You can walk with God, but ain't got no faith. You still don't get your healing. You got to get his attention. There is a contact between you and God.
Yes,
nobody have anointed, but you in God. I got a blood problem. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Nobody knew it.
Yes.
But her and Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
I'm still dealing with my money.
Yes.
She ain't have no money.
Thank you.
Thank God for a God ain't got to worry about no money. She touched the hem off his garment. God Almighty. Boy, I ain't through this thing yet. I'm just about through now. She didn't touch him right there. That means she got down.
Yes, sir.
She got the hem of his garment. You walk by the collar, just let me get to him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That means, Lord, you got to humble yourself.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
When you need God help, humble yourself.
Yes, sir.
That's how you get his attention.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. She touched the hem of his garment.
Mm.
The Bible says she was made whole. Her blood starched. She felt it when it stopped. And then Jesus said, somebody touch me. All them folks right now. See, Peter and they understand. They didn't know who they were walking with. About to knock Jesus down. Some of them ain't got the healing yet. Peter said, you holler all these folks right and jump to my touch you.
Uh-huh.
All these folks bumping to you, you know. He said, but somebody. You got to get in contact with Jesus yourself. It's not hard. It's not hard. All you got to have faith. That's he's able to do anything, but don't fail. She got his attention. And when you get Jesus' attention, whatever it is, it fixed. It fixed. Somebody touched me. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
And Jesus said,
God Almighty,
somebody had touched me.
Yes, somebody don't touch me.
For I perceive that the virtue is gone out of me.
Yeah.
That virtue is power.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Somebody don't touch me, all right. I'm not crazy.
All right.
I felt the power.
Yeah.
It takes power.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for medicine. Thank God for all kinds of stuff. But it takes power to heal. Ain't no medicine nowhere but power. Holy Ghost power. Heavenly power. When it touches you, you heal. No one about to buy your stripe. I am healed. Felt power. And that lady, I wasn't there. But just put yourself in her shoes.
Yes,
and I thought about one of my members. Bless her heart. Made me thought about it when I thought about it. I think she gone home now. Been in the hospital about a week. And not an old lady, young lady. She said, boy, I know she don't talk much. About to get happy now, boy.
Oh, hey.
She may be on or she's in a day or not, but she don't talk much. She dutiful, she do her job here. And but I went back the next day.
Yes, sir.
2 days later.
Yeah.
All right. The doctor gave her a good report.
Yeah.
Well,
what they thought wasn't there.
Yeah. Huh.
She out-talked me. I'm y'all get my point. See, she out-talked me. Yeah, yeah. She don't talk much. Yeah, but yeah, when yeah. God done something for her, see, when
yes, sir.
You ought to tell somebody, she, her mama will wrap their eyes up. Sister, she talking so much I can't get a word in. I said, that means God let her go through some tests and some trials.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
When he bring you through, you ought to have something to say. You ought to go tell somebody. I told her, I said, that's the reason you're in here. He put you in here.
You
let you see his power. Because you don't talk much. But now you out talk, I can't even get a word in. Talking about the goodness of the Lord. Goodness of the Lord. She didn't get him medicine, God Almighty. The credit. She didn't keep on talking about, she just talked about Jesus. When he does something for you. And you know it. Don't be ashamed to tell nobody. God is still in the healing business. We may not have touched no garment, but have faith in him. That was the same Jesus that we praising right now. The one that walked the dusted road. Bless his holy name. Somebody had touched me though. I felt the power. And you got another voice, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Read that voice.
And when the woman saw that she was not healed,
God Almighty,
she came trembling and falling down before him.
Yeah.
She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him.
God Almighty.
And how she was healed immediately.
Thank you, Jesus.
God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Boy, what a loving Christ we got. That woman had to talk. Told the whole story.
That's right.
How it got started.
Yes, sir.
But how it ended up.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how bad it is.
Yes, sir.
It looked bad from here.
Yes, sir.
It looked a mess from here.
Yes, sir.
But when you get over yonder,
yes, sir.
When God get through with it, it's already fixed.
Yes.
Don't forget now. All her money was gone. All the money was gone. When the doctor can't do you no good, you got a Jesus. She done like everybody else, go to the doctor, but you ought to put him first now. Since we know he's a healer, tell him about it. Bless his holy name. Cause he is a healer. Bless his holy name. Somebody touch me. Must have been the hands. The old folks were saying, must have been the hands of the Lord. And my brothers and sisters, God, I'm still dealing with what I'm dealing with now. God could do this to this woman. God really don't need her. But God will help her. God can do without her. But she can't do without God.
Amen.
She had to go find God. This God who needs can do without all of us.
Yes, sir.
But we can't do without him.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody in here, nobody, hear my voice, can do without God.
Yes, sir.
No. Nobody in here woke yourself up this morning.
Right.
Nobody.
Yes,
he can do without us.
Yes, sir.
We can't do without him. Yes, all my money gone. When your money is gone,
yes.
God Almighty,
yes.
He can do it.
Yes, sir.
Heal the healer.
Yes, sir.
That's his holy name.
Yes.
Immediately,
yes.
She was healed.
Thank you, Pastor.
That's his holy name.
Thank you,
in these last days. In evil days now, Satan deceiving the world by thinking that they have something that God needs that he cannot do without. I say in the last days, they think they got something God needs that he can't do without. First of all, man really doesn't have nothing and don't own nothing. Because the life is the Lord.
Yes.
And the fullness thereof, the word of they that dwell therein, everything belongs to God.
Yes.
Now, if everything belongs to God, what he got that God needs? But your soul.
All right, Pastor.
He don't need your soul.
All right, then.
Yes.
That's the only thing, in a sense, you own.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You don't own nothing there.
That's right.
Good point. Yes, sir.
Nothing else. And God don't need your soul. What do you need with your soul?
That's right, Pastor.
He need nothing. Well, he don't need your soul. What are you going to do with it? God of mine. God can do without a lot of souls.
Right.
Yes. He's just the God that just don't need nothing. You ain't got nothing to help God do nothing that he can't do without. Nothing. I don't need man to help me to do nothing except what I don't got to fix for him to do.
Yes, sir.
Can't help me be God. I'm God before you got here.
I'm
going to be God while you're here. I'm going to be God when you go. Some folks in church like that. They feel like sometimes if I stop and see what happens.
All right.
God Almighty, yeah. Stop and see what happens.
All right.
Can't do without me. Okay. God got better for less. You dealing with God. When you're dealing with the church, you're dealing with God.
Yes,
I said, when you're dealing with the church, you're dealing with God.
Yeah.
God Almighty. He the God that need nothing.
Yeah.
First of all, Lord have mercy. This God is in a class all by himself.
Yes, sir.
And if you won't know a thing, see, now, a lot of things will happen. I'm getting with money. I'm going to get to it after a while. That lady was rich, you know.
Uh-huh.
The folks thinking of money, they don't need the law. They got money, they don't need the law. But it's first of all, you got to look at it. When you got him, everything was already here. You didn't help God put nothing here. Everything was already here. When you came out your mother's womb, you didn't have nothing in your hand. Not a one thing.
That's right.
If anybody did, raise your hand. We want to see you. And won't know what you had.
Yeah.
When you came out your mother's womb, you didn't have nothing in your hand.
Yeah.
You came here naked.
Amen.
God Almighty. Paul, just, you know, sometimes you have to let the Bible speak for us. Well, I'm going to leave that. Bible, Paul, look at Job for me, Paul. Paul, Job 1 and 21. Church folks, sometimes they get like that in them. Well, it ain't in the Bible. Yeah, you can.
And said,
listen,
naked came I out of my mother's womb.
God Almighty.
And naked shall I return thither.
Huh.
The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away.
Yeah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Either way you go, blessed be the name of the Lord. Come or go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you got here, you was old folks at buck naked. Yeah. Them old folks say things like this.
Right.
Since I'm an old man, I'm going to use that old stuff. But you didn't have nothing. Nothing in your hand. You didn't have no teeth in your mouth. If you had it, if anybody had it, we won't see you too. Didn't have nothing. You come here butt naked.
That's it.
And guess what, my lawyer? You're going to leave here what? That stuff that you worship, you're going to leave it here.
Amen.
Job said, I come here buck naked. I rang up folks on radio, said, that's the craziest preacher I ever saw in my life.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Buck naked. Come here with nothing. I'm trying to get folks to see something. You got to see. God ain't got to have you.
Right.
God don't have to use me.
All right.
That's why you got to come in. You got to get that in your own spirit.
Yeah.
What do you need with me?
Nothing.
But do all you can for God. Why you can for it? God Almighty. Your chest poked out. You better put it in.
Yeah. All right.
Do all you can for Jesus while you can. I'm not boasting every act, but I do all I can for God.
Amen.
While I can.
Yeah.
But one day I'm going to stop.
All right. Amen.
Sometimes folks, they be around the house and they don't never go to church and do everything they want to do. And now they got sick or old and now, hey. Come to church. Y'all done went to church while you're able to go. Not take me to one folks, not take me to church. You ought to go while you can go.
Thank you.
You better do for Jesus while you can do for him.
You're right.
Because he doesn't need nobody. God Almighty. Get the kind of God we serve.
Yes.
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
And my brother and sister. Jesus is a good God to us.
Yeah.
And you want to hear the truth. Young people. Everybody say young people.
Young
people now are planning their life and future with nothing to do with Jesus. They planning their life. Y'all can see it all over the world. They planning their life and their future with nothing to do with Jesus. This is the way people are trying to live now without Jesus. Oh boy. Just don't know no better. They're trying to live without Jesus. Young people now take Jesus to be the last thing that they put on their lifestyle. That they put on their lifestyle list. Jesus become just in case list. Just in case if I need him. The just in case list. Just in case if I need him. You gonna need him. You gonna need Jesus. I said, before you read his word, you gonna need Jesus. You better catch him while you're going, but you gonna need Jesus. Don't let him be the last on your list. Let him be the first on your list.
Yes, yes,
young folk, you better listen.
Amen.
God Almighty. You better let him be the first on your list. See, Jesus ain't gonna have to come back to see you. You gotta come back and see Jesus.
All right.
Then woman with the issue of blood, I don't know what she was. I don't know what she wasn't saving her, but however, she had to go find Jesus.
Yes,
somebody told her about another doctor.
Yes.
Oh, that must be. So she had to go find a doctor.
Right.
A real
doctor.
Right. A doctor ain't got to check him out and see.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, sir.
Doctor ain't got to look in your mouth and all that.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. Boy, how am I? Just suppose Jesus walked this earth right now.
All right.
Or the biggest crowd will be following him.
Right.
Some curiosity just won't want to see who they talk about. Boy, but if you know him,
yes, sir.
If you know who he is,
yes.
Boy, just to look at him.
Yes.
But since we weren't there,
yes.
You see how he look.
Yes,
but we know he real.
Yes.
I said we know he real. Without a shadow of doubt, we know he real. The Holy Ghost done told me he real. I don't see it with my eye, but the Holy Ghost said he real. The Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Amen.
Say he real. And you'll know he real too, buddy. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, the devil knows without Jesus, you are not on a solid foundation. He know that. The devil know that. You're not on a solid foundation of life. Living without Jesus is like living without water. You're going to dry up little by little.
Amen.
When you're trying to set your life without Jesus, young folk, you better let Jesus be your foundation. Because all down the road, you're going to need him. All down the road, I guarantee you, you're going to need Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Heart of mine. You don't make nobody come to him. He come to you because you want Jesus. It's just like dried up without Jesus. And my brother and sister, always remember, we will always need Jesus. But he can do without us, all of us. And my brother and sister, he is the God that needs nothing. Bless his holy name. A person's eternal life is so important, it's so valuable to him, until if he have to let something go. Please don't let Jesus go. I beg you. It's so important. Your eternal life is so important. Let everything else go if it got to go, but don't let Jesus go. Please don't let him go. God Almighty, our soul is too important. We let Jesus go. And he is the only, everybody say only.
Amen.
He is the only true ticket to heaven.
Amen.
Got some little false tickets out there. But he the wrong, the only true ticket. Can I say ticket?
Yes, sir.
We always say, I got my ticket in my hand, but he the only true ticket can get a man to heaven. To live with Jesus forever. To live with God forever and ever. Did y'all not know healing was kind of like sideline stuff for Jesus?
Yes.
Healing was sideline stuff.
All right.
Giving sight to blind was sideline stuff.
Yes, sir.
All that sideline stuff.
Yes, sir.
He said, I come that they may have life.
Right.
Life eternal,
yes,
forever and ever. I come that you may have life,
yes.
Life everlasting. That means living somewhere forever, living with God forever. I come to get your life saved.
Yes.
That's his holy name. He the only one. Look at Matthew 16, Paul, 25 and 26. That's his holy name. Lord, have mercy.
Whosoever will save his life,
listen to this,
shall lose it.
God Almighty.
And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Whosoever lose his life trying to save your own life, I make it myself. You can't make it by yourself. You've got to go to Jesus. He the only one can save a man eternal life. Talking about eternal life. I ain't talking about physical life, but spiritual life. Read on, Paul.
Paul. What is a man profited,
God Almighty,
if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
God Almighty.
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul.
Now let that thing, listen to that. Y'all see that?
Yes,
what is profit of man if he get the whole world?
Yes,
got it now. He got all the world. Thing, I got the whole world in my hand.
Yes.
Got them all. Got everywhere. And lose his own soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Nothing valuable than your soul.
Amen.
Come, you're going to leave everything you got.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Your soul is eternal.
Yes, sir.
It got to live somewhere forever. And without Jesus is hell. But make hell be hell if without Jesus.
All right.
God Almighty.
Yeah,
thank you.
What you gonna give? If anybody listening to me don't know Jesus, what you gonna give for a change for your soul? Nothing more value than your soul. God Almighty. He the only one can save a soul.
Yeah.
Nobody is able to save no soul but the Lord. That's it, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Okay, bless your heart. Nobody can do it but Jesus. So all the other stuff, sideline stuff. Because God can do without us, but we cannot do nothing without him. He needs us for nothing. God Almighty, I know that sounds kind of rough, but what do you need you for? But we need God for everything. God Almighty, in him we live, move, and have our being. That was Acts 17, 28. You got to read that, Paul. In him we live, move, and have our being. And my brother and sister, we stopped off on last Sunday saying the poor sick man Lazarus died and went to live with Abraham. The sick man, he went to live with the Lord. But the rich man, Lord have mercy, he went to live with the devil. And a lot of folks said, there ain't no hell. Folks still say there ain't no hell. Y'all know that? All right, listen. The rich man was not condemned because he was rich. But he turned down salvation. And when you turn that down, ain't no more hope. Paul, go and read Matthew 19 for me. And 23-24. I better put that in there. I'm trying to get through with some. I'm rushing now.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven.
God Almighty.
And again I say unto you,
say it, boy.
It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Now this God talking now.
Yes.
He owned the kingdom.
All right.
Now look what he's saying here now. Wonder why it's so hard. He got his confidence in his money. He got his trust in his money.
That's right.
Everything he got is in his money.
All right. That's right.
Well, what wrong, Reverend Walker? When a man got money, he ain't gonna bow to nobody. He feel like he don't have to bow to nobody.
That's it. All right now.
That's it.
And Jesus was dealing with something else by the needle. Watch that needle now. Eye of a needle. He was talking about Jerusalem. Going into the city. They got two or three gates over there. They're narrow. Camels had to go in with pack on their back. I've been over there. And they had to get down on their knees. First of all, they got to take the pack off the back.
Yes, all right. Yes.
See, Father Jesus already got a pack full of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
When a man rich, he don't want to bow.
That's right.
That means you say it's so hard.
Yeah.
He don't want to pull off what he got.
Yes.
He want to hold on to what he got.
Come on,
that means that it's hard for a rich man to be saved. He don't want to get on his knees to bow to nobody. He feel like he don't have to bow.
Because
he got money.
Uh-huh.
Oh, how have mercy. That's when he used that. A rich man think he own everything. He ain't got to bow to nobody. But if he go to heaven, he gonna have to bow to Jesus.
That's right.
He had to bow to Jesus. Uh-huh. That means it's so hard because he don't want to bow.
Yeah.
He don't want to take his pack off.
Uh-huh.
He don't want to give up what he got.
Uh-huh.
The rich man get talking about, what I got to do to go to heaven? Jesus told him, he said, nah, go sell out. Follow me. He walked off from him.
Uh-huh.
He walked off. That rich man walked off from him. When he told him what he had to do, he walked off.
Uh-huh.
God Almighty. Sometimes when we got a little plenty, uh-huh, we get beside ourselves. We feel like we ain't got an answer to nobody. If you're going to heaven, you got the answer to Jesus.
Thank you. Come on, man. Yes, sir.
Don't go at all.
Because
he's the only one can get us in heaven. Everybody says, almost impossible. Cardament for a rich man to go to heaven. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, just let us know that it is life after death. Life beyond the grave. So that rich man went to hell, he was in hell. And he was there. And guess what? He's still there right now. I ain't bragging right now. I ain't downing, but he's still there right now. And my brother and sister, just let us know also that everybody need to meet Jesus before they leave this earth. If they want life, they got to meet him on this side. You got to meet him before you die. If you want life, eternal life. Because our riches, our money is no more good when you gone. It can't save you no kind of way. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, we about got time to get through what I want to get through here. Money can buy something. But money doesn't buy all things. Money don't buy the best things of life. When man ever realized or discerned who God is, money is the cheapest thing that God can give a man. Don't hit me. I'm gonna hit me now. When we realize who God is, money is the cheapest thing that God can give a man.
Amen.
God Almighty. You must be crazy. No, I'm not crazy. The cheapest thing that God can give a man when you recognize who he is. That's his holy name. It was a woman in the Bible. Y'all know about that. She was hopeless. She was ill. She was helpless with disease. All of that going on. But bless the Lord, she met Jesus. And that's all what counts when you meet Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, Dr. Luke told us the money that she had for medication, all of it was gone. God, man. And then he said that now the best thing that a man can have is Jesus. Money buys something, but money doesn't buy all things. Money can buy insurance, but not security. Money can buy loyalty, but not love. Money can buy a woman, but not a wife. Money can buy a man, but not a husband. Money can buy companionship, but not friendship. Money can buy happiness, but not joy. Money can buy eyeglass, but not vision. Money can buy a bed, but can't sleep by no sleep. Money can buy food, but no appetite. Money can buy a house, but no home. Money can buy a church house, but no salvation. Money can buy knowledge, but no wisdom. You gonna need the Lord. God got the best thing out to reach your money. There's a lot of folks right now got all kind of water bed and can't sleep at night. Some folks sleeping on the rug and sleeping all night long because they got Jesus. Money buys something, but money doesn't buy all things. God got the best thing out to reach your money.
Thank you.
You better put him first.
Yeah.
Before you pick your husband, you better, you get your Jesus straightened out first. Before you get your wife, you better straighten out. Get him straight first. Folk got to understand the devil know how to dress up. The devil know how to look pretty. The devil know how to beautify himself. Sometimes it be pretty, but it be a devil in there. You better talk to Jesus before you get married. Looking pretty. That's how he get attention from you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Preach, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you.
Rich man got all kind of food. Anything he want to eat. But he don't have no appetite. Thank God for appetite. Plenty, everybody your buddy, everybody your friend, everybody hanging around you. But when you got Jesus, you may not have a friend, but oh, if you got Jesus, you got the best friend that you ever had. Money buys some things, but money don't buy all things. God got the best, can I say stuff? Yeah. The best stuff not the reach of money.
Reach it,
Reverend.
Go ahead.
Long as you got Jesus, long as you got Jesus, you got everything that you ever need. He know how to keep us. He know how to keep around us. He know who to give you for friends. He know who to give you for enemies. Oh, Lord, if you ain't got nobody but Jesus, you got the best thing that ever happened to you. Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody here may need him as your Savior. He come to save you. He is the Savior. Let us all stand. He is the Savior. You're going to need him. From the depths of my heart, you're going to need him. You may be doing fine now. Before you die, you're going to need Jesus. You're going to need Jesus. Don't set your life depending on what you got. All of it don't go to a waste, but you're going to need Jesus. He can do without us. He did God need nothing, but we can't do without him.
Amen.
He come to save folks. That's what he come in the world for, to save us. Save us. He come to save your soul. Your soul. Your soul. Your soul. He love your soul. Something got to live eternity into eternity. Something got to live forever. He come to save that. He'll give you a glorified body after that. The Bible says, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ to be your personal Savior? You may come now. Will there be one? Somebody will come by Christian experience or by letter. You may come. Will there be one? Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Will there be another one? Oh, Jesus. Will there be another one? Nobody but Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Will there be another one? Nobody but
Jesus.
Oh, doctor.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus. Oh, lawyer.
Lawyer, lawyer.
Oh, lawyer.
Lawyer,
lawyer, lawyer. Oh, lawyer, lawyer, lawyer. Nobody but nobody but
Jesus.
You won't need it now. Nobody but
Jesus.
Nobody but
Jesus.
If anybody here lost, don't walk out here lost. Please don't. You don't have to be a member of this church. We are baptized. You will see you where you want to go. Don't walk out here lost. You gonna need it. God knows you gonna need it. Maybe you're doing fine now, but you gonna need it. You ain't got to be a member of this church. We just want you saved. We just want you saved. We just want you saved. God wants you saved. Oh, oh, Jesus. I'm talking about nobody but
Jesus.
May God bless you. Please, Secretary, how you doing, baby? May God bless you, my brother. Bless you.